You're listening to SBS News.
Peace for all. Happy New Year.
And Luca Weber certainly hopes it will be. The Sydney teenager is blind and starting a small braille business to open up the world for others, like himself, as his mother, Susanna, explains.
We've got a lot of orders coming up for Christmas. It's going to get very busy. We're full on in production mode. Luca's the expert. And that's why I thought, maybe there is a business there to offer people to make them braille cards. This is for the vision impaired, but it's also for anybody, because we have these little bookmarks, they can translate it themselves, and it's an interesting feature. It's very unusual and it's very unique.
As well as bookmarks and Christmas cards, Luca is making braille inserts for restaurant menus and even books. He hopes to make everyday life more accessible to the 575,000 blind and low vision Australians. And there's another reason. Without this business, Susanna fears the 19-year-old would struggle to find work.
Luca finished school end of last year, and you know, usually people would go on to do some training, do studies, whatever. It's very difficult for people with vision impairment. The unemployment rate is sky high. Luca would end up maybe in a day program being bored for the rest of his life and just be babysat. And that's just what we didn't want to happen.
Sadly, recent research by Vision Australia confirms this view. Chris Edwards is Vision Australia's Manager of Government Relations and Advocacy. As someone who is blind himself, he knows exactly how hard it can be for people with limited vision to get hired.
Finding a job for anybody is hard, but when you're blind and low vision, it feels a lot harder. We did a recent research that says 83% of employers don't feel confident about employing someone who's blind and low vision. Only 24% of people who are blind or low vision are in full-time work, which, you know, is a pretty alarming statistic.
Luca lost his eyesight as a young child, and his parents, who had both migrated separately from Germany, have lived through almost two decades of ups and downs, as Susanna explains.
Luca was diagnosed at 6 months already with a brain tumour, and it's still sitting on the optic nerve, and that made his vision deteriorate slowly and gradually. Then by the age of two, he turned blind completely. We had multiple surgeries in the past, but everything is stable at the moment and looking quite bright.
They say while his tumour is still there, he's doing well thanks to more than 40 experimental treatments they flew back to Germany for, at a cost of $250,000. Even so, doctors can offer little hope of his vision returning.
Maybe in future some novel treatment will come along, but the optic nerve is apparently damaged because of the tumour, so no, the chances aren't great, I'd say.
Like so many families of young Australians living with a disability, Luca's parents are helping his small venture get off the ground, a common outcome, as Vision Australia's Chris Edwards explains.
Small business is a genuine option for people with blind and low vision, and I think that it's certainly something that, you know, we are doing more to encourage people to get into.
As modern computers improve the conversion of written words to speech, Chris Edwards hopes new workplace opportunities may arise. But for now, he says the employment rate for people with limited vision has barely improved in 20 years.
There is a misconception amongst employers that people who are blind and low vision in the workplace are dangerous. At 70% of employers thinking that they are a work health and safety, there's no evidence behind that.
For Luca, making braille inserts isn't just about helping blind and low vision Australians. He's also collaborating with his support worker, artist Isabel Blair, making hand-painted braille greeting cards depicting an Afghan woman's clasped hands. They're selling the cards to raise funds for free healthcare services, war surgery hospitals, and first aid posts in Afghanistan.
It's a poor country and they don't get any food.
Luca knows how hard it can be to get through each day without the advantages many of us take for granted. But with orders rolling in, Susanna hopes this new venture will give him an income and independence.
If we can set him up eventually to live on his own or live with friends that he likes to live with, that's probably the aim.
Peace for all, so with capital.
Yeah.
EACE.
We're immensely proud of you, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's huge. I mean, it's a fantastic success story.
Laurie Lawira, SBS News.